Sector 6 through 80, progress report, sir.
Take it, Sophia.
Sector 6, 80, copy the 6th, the sum of the 8th, the quadrant of the 9th, plus 84 circles, weave the 8 and call the 4th, copy. Eight, Sophia Howard, enter, last process it. The palace is now secure.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. The following is an audio renaissance presentation. Your real world is a giant negotiating table, and like it or not, you're a participant. You as an individual come into conflict with others, family members, sales clerks, competitors, or entities with impressive names like the establishment or the power structure. How you handle these encounters can determine not only whether you prosper, but whether you can enjoy a full, pleasurable, satisfying life. Negotiation is a field of knowledge and endeavor that focuses on gaining the favor of people from whom you want things. It's as simple as that. What do we want? We want all sorts of things. Prestige, freedom, money, justice, status, love, security, and recognition. Some of us know better than others how to get what we want. You are about to become one of these. Your ability to negotiate determines whether you can or can't influence your environment. It gives you a sense of mastery over your life. It is chiseling, and it is an intimidation of an unsuspecting mark. It's analyzing information, time, and power to affect behavior. The meeting of needs, yours and others, to make things happen the way you want them to. In every negotiation in which you're involved, in every negotiation in which I'm involved, in fact, in every negotiation in the world, from a diplomatic geopolitical negotiation to the purchase of a home, three crucial elements are always present. One, information. Other side seems to know more about you and your needs than you know about them and their needs. Two, time. The other side doesn't seem to be under the same kind of organizational pressure, time constraints, and restrictive deadlines you feel you're under. And three, power. The other side always seems to have more power and authority than you think you have. For some of us, power is a concept with ugly connotations. Why? Because it implies a master-slave relationship, with one side dominating the other. This blanket indictment is out of touch with life's realities. When knowledgeable people complain about power, it's for one of two reasons. One, they don't like the way it's being used, being employed in a manipulative, coercive, or domineering way. Power over rather than power to. Power is being abused, and the criticism is valid. Or two, they don't approve of power's goal. If the desired end or destination is considered corrupt and exploitive, even the most appropriate means won't make that end acceptable. Other than in these two instances, I see no objection to the use of power. Power should never be a goal in and of itself. It should be a transport to a destination. Now, what is power? It's the capacity or ability to get things done. To exercise control over people, events, situations, oneself. As such, it isn't good or bad. It isn't moral or immoral. It isn't ethical or unethical. It's neutral. However, all power is based on perception. If you think you've got it, then you've got it. If you think you don't have it, even if you have it, then you don't have it. In short, you have more power if you believe you have power and view your life's encounters as negotiations. Succinctly stated, power is the perception that you can and just might bring about intended effects that others believe might help them or hurt them. Although power, like beauty, is strictly in the eye of the beholder, it begins with you. Thank you. happen to be with so-and-so. But didn't you promise me that you were going to do this? I was counting on you. I assured my boss about it. I told my family. I guarantee the auditor. You aren't going to let me down, are you?
Thank you.
хозяев.
Куда?
Он бухгалтер, а не ученый. Ты был прав.
Мы с тобой друзья, но все-таки не стоит так о нем отзываться.
Вот и отлично. Мы знаем друг друга уже 20 лет. Должно же это когда-нибудь кончиться.
Мальчика, ты оставляешь? За что ты его обидел? Ты слишком жесток. Вот что я тебе должен сказать. Таких, как ты, опасно пускать в космос. Там все чересчур хрупко.
Да вот именно хрупко!
Земля уж кое-как приспособилась к таким, как ты, хотя это и стоило ей черти каких жертв. Ты что, ревнуешь его к тому, что он меня похоронит, а не ты?
This didn't happen. But it could have, if things don't lighten up between us and the Russians. Yes, Mr. President, I'm talking to you. I know you watch this show. In fact, I hear you tape all of them. So don't get trigger happy with that button. There's no point in losing it all because of a temper tantrum. On the other hand, don't let those Ruskies get away with anything. They're getting a little too pushy for my liking. Well, this is Edith Prickly. Good night, and God bless.
SCTV. Programming for the free world.
scale may not be as big as American scale, but maybe you will hear it. That's right. Come on, work. Come on, can I get out? Bring the link.
So what you wanna do? Hook up with Kane and add rock to make the people move. size same is the reason I got fame. It's more than the game, nothing to lose, a lot to gain. I get it live and hype like Soul Train. NFL, we run things.
I'm just trying to make it happen. NFL champs platinum. On the field, you back, now I'm rapping. Yeah. So catch this, and while I'm aiming at block, me these line, make an eye of the tiger like Rocky. So keep it moving, cause I can't wait.
Yeah.
For all my people down in Florida State, it's lethal. So I know you can catch this, I bless rap, like a giant Saratag.
Push them up!
Thank you. stone that I have swallowed isn't going down so well. And this road that I have followed is leading me to hell. And you said it didn't matter, but I think you're a liar. Is this one of your talents? Stokes the very fire that burns you each time you try to live. The earth will turn below you, the pressure.
Thank you. Thank you.